During a conversation with Dan Ray on WBZ's Nightside last night, former state treasurer Tim Cahill continued to insist that he did nothing wrong running lottery ads during his ill-fated run for governor in 2010.
The lottery numbers were down in September, August, September. And we thought this ad would be a good way to jumpstart things and bring revenue back up. What I didn't want to do was leave Treasury and leave the lottery in disrepair or at a disadvantage with less money.
Those ads started running at a time when Cahill, running as an independent, was floundering in the polls. And he told Dan that his campaign was becoming dysfunctional.
We tried to bring both Democrats and Republicans into a campaign, and it's not, we didn't do it well, if it's even possible to do it well. And then when things started going bad, some people decided to jump ship, and that happens in campaigns.
He said it was around the time those ads ran, shortly after they started running, that he realized he was pretty much out of the race.
You know, I took a chance. I don't regret it. I think at the time I jumped into the race, being an independent, I think made some sense. We talked about it early. I think people were ready for it. But by the time September, October rolled around, people had decided it was either going to be a Democrat or Republican.
Cahill's now working for a brokerage firm in Braintree, is looking forward to moving forward with his life. Dan asked him if he'd ever consider a return to politics.
I don't think so. I don't see any way. I mean, my wife would divorce me, so she's more important to me than anything else.
And then finally, the issue of Martha Coakley. Some called the prosecution of Tim Cahill, the independent, a political one. Dan asked him how he and his wife would react if they ran into the attorney general on the street.
We don't have any bitterness. We're not haters. And we would be respectful if we ran into her, like I'm trying to be respectful to anyone else. It's the golden rule, and that's what we live by. And I'm sure she'd do the same thing.
Carl Stevens, WBZ News Radio, 1030.